The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about shrinkflation. Conor Pope is with me. Conor is the Consumer Affairs Correspondent and Pricewatch Editor with the Irish Times. And Aisling Bonner is here as well. Aisling's the presenter of Fully Charged on Spin 103.8. Aisling, I understand this really began to grind your gears when shrinkflation, when it came for Ritz crackers.
Yeah.
More than anything else, Ritz crackers.
It's Ritz crackers for me that is really...
This was your Rubicon.
Yeah. For some reason in the last while, I've kind of become a bit of a spokesperson for Ritz crackers. And I'm very disappointed to learn in the past week that they have shrunk the Ritz crackers, the quantity of Ritz in the box, by 30%. This is bad news for me, a Ritz cracker lover. Because I've tried the non-brand Ritz and they just don't cut it for me. But to know that I'm getting 30% less crackers in my box.
And there has not been a drop in price, no?
No, I don't believe so. And you know what? This is conspiracy stuff now.
All right, okay. We welcome that.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So for a few weeks, I was finding it very hard to get Ritz on. There was no Ritz on the shelves. And I wondered, was that when the shrinking was happening?
Oh, you think the other side they did the shrinking
there
behind closed
pause.
Doors?
There was a lot of
And they thought maybe people wouldn't notice in that window.
But I noticed. I'm here to...
Have the Ritz crackers gotten smaller? Have I just gotten bigger in the last 3 weeks?
Yeah, exactly. They got very small in the way of they weren't there at all. But now they're back, 150 grams per box as opposed to the 200.
Oh, Conor Pope is here as well, Consumer Affairs Correspondent and Pricewatch Editor with the Irish Times. Conor, it's not just Ritz.
No, not at all, but I'm shocked to hear about that.
It's
now.
Terrible.
That's news to me and it's an outrage.
Do you like Ritz?
It's an outrage. Do you know what I do? But like they're really salty. Like they're really salty.
In the best way, I do think.
So if I'm going to have salt, I'll go with a bag of potato.
Okay.
And they haven't
gotten
near that just yet. Good. But no, like it's a huge problem.
Has there been no shrinkflation with crisps?
I'm not going to go on the record and say definitively no.
Yeah,
I don't
careful.
Know. But not noticeably.
But, you know, the thing about shrinkflation, right, is it's kind of new and it's kind of old, right? Because it's been, the word actually has only existed since 2015, would you believe? And I have great credit in being the first person in the Irish Times to use the word shrinkflation in print. Now, I wasn't the first person to use it. That was a UK-based journalist who beat me to the punch by 3 months. She coined the phrase.
Okay.
Really, really upset that I didn't coin the phrase because it's brilliant.
It is.
But it's actually been going on for many, many years. And going back to Greek and Roman times, they were shrinking the bread and selling it for the same price. But it really became a problem in the US in maybe 100 years ago because of vending machines. Because they would be selling these bars of chocolate for a dime or a nickel or whatever it might be. And they'd want to increase the price to six cent. But you couldn't, the machines couldn't take 6 cents. So they just made the bars of chocolate smaller and people got on with it. So that's where the concept as we know it now started. And of course, over the last 10 or 15 years, it's really gathered pace. And according to one of the British consumer bodies, they worked out that between 2012 and 2017, more than 2,500 products across the supermarket shelves got smaller in price, or got smaller in size without a commensurate drop in price. And the thing is, because of the word shrinkflation, you kind of think, oh, it's kind of funny.
Kind of
because of the Ritz crackers. I mean, let's face it, you're not going to go hungry just because you're buying less Ritz crackers.
But
it's a bit of a pain, but it's not wildly serious. And in the same way that when they shrink Magnums or they shrink Toblerones or when they shrink, you know, the Cadbury's cream egg, all of which have been impacted by shrinkflation, you think, okay, well, that's not
is
so bad.
Is the egg smaller?
Of course, the egg is smaller. You haven't got any bigger, Kieran. The egg is actually getting smaller.
I thought it was further away.
And then the other ones, like every Christmas, it's a perennial favourite, as like the box quality treat or the roses. They're all getting smaller.
Yeah.
But the one that really kills me is when I was a kid, right? Now, you're both far too young to remember this, but I remember the launch of the Yorkie bar, right? Mm. Now, when the Yorkie bar was launched, it was absolutely massive. Now, I was really small, but it was massive.
Okay.
I think it was 70 grams, right? And it was a big bar of chocolate. But now, the Yorkie bar is like 45. 5 grams.
So
it's nearly halved in size over the last 30 or 40 years. And the difficulty here is that it's inflation by stealth, right? Because a lot of the time, with the Ritz crackers, I'd say the box is probably the same size.
It looks similar, yeah. You wouldn't notice.
So unless you're eagle-eyed like yourself, you just wouldn't notice it. And a lot of shoppers are going, well, what's going on here? Because I've spent the same amount of cash But all of the stuff that I've bought is gone, so and it's only Thursday.
There's just more air in the box.
100%.
Yeah, I no longer feel sick after eating the whole box like I usually
that was the first sign.
That was the first sign.
You got to the end of the box and you thought, I could eat another 30 grams of crackers here.
This isn't right.
Yeah.
You know? But it's not just the chocolatey treats or the salty snacks. Like, it's everything from like baby wipes or toilet paper.
Toilet
like,
roll.
It's really hard to police whether or not there's like 1,000 sheets of toilet paper or 950. Like, it's like we can't be going around our supermarkets like Sherlock Holmes with a bloody microscope or whatever it might be. What's
magnifying glass?
That's the word I was looking for. Like, it's really difficult for consumers. But I think there's a cool thing that's happened in France of late, right? Because the French, they take no prisoners with this stuff, right?
Yeah,
you know, they don't roll over and go, oh, okay. So it started with Carrefour, the French supermarket. What they said last year was they announced that they were really going after Pepsi, and Pepsi had reduced a few of their big products. And so what Carrefour did was they put big signs on all the stock that had fallen in price from Pepsi saying, these products have fallen in size, but they haven't fallen in price. So not our fault, blame Pepsi. Mm-hmm. And more recently, the French finance minister has introduced legislation that mandates that if a product falls in size without any commensurate fall in price,
all retailers
will have to put a big sign on the product for 2 months after the product has shrunk to say, this product used to be 200 grams, now it's 150 grams, but we haven't changed the price. And I think it's that kind of balshy, take no prisoners attitude that we need in this country. We need our government to be fighting our corner for this kind of stuff.
Have you noticed it with anything other than Ritz?
I noticed.
Had you noticed the cream eggs?
I noticed the cream eggs because they used to come in a box of six, which was aesthetically pleasing, 3 and 3, and they're now in a box of 5.
Mm. Sorry, how did they do that?
It's like 2.
They just
and
took
3.
Out one of the eggs.
Yeah,
don't be, you know what question I'm asking.
They slightly slanted the walls of the box. It's disturbing. Easter of this year, I think, was a big one for the chocolate. I read as well that Mars Kit Kat and Galaxy Minstrels, they all made the egg smaller, and where they used to have 2 bars or 2 packets of Minstrels, it was reduced to 1. And the same price.
At the same price.
As if we wouldn't remember.
And would you like that idea that we would follow the French lead 100%. And have signs in supermarket?
Yeah.
There used to be more Minstrels in this box.
Yes. Now even smaller. I think so, now for even, sure.
But again, you think, what are they, like Innocent Smoothies? There's another brand. They used to be a litre. And a litre
well,
makes
I was
sense.
Going to ask you about stuff that is sold that we think of in terms of, very few people pick up a Yorkie and they might think, God, that looks smaller. But we rarely say, I'm going to buy a 60-gram Yorkie or a 40-gram or 50. Whereas we buy a litre of milk or a pint of beer or even your bottle of Coke, in our mind, it's a 500ml or a 330ml
exactly.
can.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So
how do they manage that?
They just made them 900ml.
All right, okay.
It's really that simple.
It's so cheeky.
Innocent Smoothies used to be a litre and now they're 900ml. I think there was like a lot of the ice creams, a lot of the brand, like you buy a tub of Carte D'Or and it might be a litre of ice cream, and now it's 900ml of ice cream.
Right, okay.
And it's really like, there isn't, like, it's not, there's no real science to it. It's just like, they're all just going, let's make it smaller. But can I give you a counter argument, right?
For okay.
a second? Because I remember speaking to an economist about this last year and we were all outraged. And it's like, this is crazy. But the person was making the point that the cost of living stuff is impacting producers and manufacturers as well. So if a manufacturer has a choice, right, a product costs a euro. Now they have 2 choices. They can make the product smaller and keep it at a euro, or they can charge 120 for the euro, or 120 for the product. So if they charge 120 for the product, does that mean some people who are on lower incomes can't buy the product at all anymore because they can't afford it?
Okay.
Yeah.
But if they keep it at a euro and make the product smaller, the person who's on the lower income can still buy the product, but they're getting a smaller amount of it. So there is a counter argument that you could say if you were kindly saying, oh, well, listen, they're doing us a favour. And of course, the other thing is, because all of the focus of shrinkflation tends to be on sugary treats and salty snacks, that I don't think you should be eating a full box. Now, I'm not judging you.
Well, listen, it's not a place to be judged.
No, this is a safe space.
Well, we are judging. We've just learned that Aisling doesn't want poor people to eat Ritz crackers. That's what I've just learned.
No, I think it's about
what do you have against poor people? Why shouldn't they be allowed Ritz?
I like that point, but I think it's about transparency, okay? If you're putting less in the box, then you should have to slap the sticker on for the 2 months or whatever, and don't be given this crack about, oh, but we didn't want to up the prices. Well, then tell us that you're putting less in it.
100%, Aisling, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. It is all about transparency. Yeah. And I would always, oh, and I'm sure you'd be the same, I'm sure Kieran would be the same, we're always going to be on the side of the consumers as opposed to the producers, because a lot of these companies, like the big name multinational companies, their profits are doing just fine. Like, they're making massive amounts of cash.
Yeah.
So they don't actually need to make the product smaller. They make it the product smaller so they can make and maintain the profits that they're making.
There was a story in the Sun in the UK today that they're not getting full pints when they buy pints.
Now, I have to say, I thought this was really funny. But but obviously I'm on the side of the British consumer just as handy, so it's not funny.
As an Irish person, you do but kind of
if I was drinking warm pints of bitter, I don't think I'd want a full pint either. I think I'd be thankful. Can you make that a little less than a pint, actually?
They're putting the British bar staff aren't putting enough beer in the pint glasses, right?
Yeah.
And somebody has calculated that it's costing the typical British drinker around £114 a year, because instead of putting in the full pint, they're putting in like a little bit less than the full pint. I mean, you spread that over the course of an evening, over the course of the country, over the course of the country, over the course of a year. Like, it's costing a lot of money.
Is there, like, more foam? Are we talking a foam to pint ratio?
Because I had that conversation once. I remember having this conversation once with my friends in a pub, and we both had the same pint, but one of them had much more head on it than the other. And we said, God, if that was spread out over every pint in Ireland over a year, that's a massive amount of extra alcohol that you're saving or serving.
That's probably where this whole study came from, lads in a
but that's exactly that the heads are too big on them, or else they put in a little bit less into each pint glass. Now, I for one don't think we'd let that slide in this country.
No.
I don't think we'd stand for it. Definitely at not. All and apart from anything else, if you're drinking a pint of stout, like, it's very hard to pull the wool over people's eyes.
You have to have that little kind of
completely
dome.
Yeah, exactly. So, and in the same way that I think if a pub was trying to do that, and I'm in Ireland, I think we'd be fairly quick to call them out on it.
Yeah. Big yellow stickers in the pubs as well. This pint comes with 5 mils less
no
beer.
No here.
Conor Pope, Consumer Affairs Correspondent, Price Watch Editor with the Irish Times, Aisling Bonner, Co-Presenter of Fully Charged on Spin 103.8. Thanks, folks.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.